Hello. Here's your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, February 10th. Schools in the Roaring Fork Valley were put on lockdown and closed yesterday after an anonymous threat was made on social media. According to a press release from the Roaring Fork School District, an alleged 18-year-old student threatened school violence in an online forum. The Carbondale Police Department was informed of the threat by the FBI. While the threat was anonymous, the IP address might have been associated with the Carbondale area, and the decision was made to close all high schools yesterday and place elementary and middle schools on lockdown. By 1:30 p.m., the school district issued a press release saying officials had determined there was no credible threat to students and the lockout was lifted. Further investigation revealed that similar threats have recently been made in other school districts throughout the country. Schools were open and on schedule throughout the Roaring Fork Valley today. Colorado's Speaker of the House says bipartisan talks continue on how to put more money into Colorado's underfunded roads and infrastructure. But as Benta Berkland reports, she says there are still major hurdles to reach a consensus that could clear the split legislature.
The Colorado Department of Transportation projects a $9 billion funding shortfall over the next decade. Lawmakers in both parties say they are acutely aware of the problem and want to tackle the increased congestion, potholes, and crumbling infrastructure. But Democratic Speaker of the House Chrisanta Duran warned Republicans against doubling down on their philosophy of trying to create a dedicated funding source for roads in the state budget.
We have to make sure that if we come up with a transportation plan that invests in roads and bridges and transportation options, that we don't do that at the expense of kids. That is what I'm saying.
Republicans maintain they don't want to ask voters to approve a tax increase without also reprioritizing the existing state budget. They say they don't want to cut funding for schools. Even though there is no consensus on how to move forward, Duran says the discussions this year are unique because she's never before seen Republicans willing to put a tax increase on the table. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
The Delta County Democratic Party will hold its Central Committee reorganization meeting at 10:30 a.m. Saturday, February 11th, at the Paonia Public Library. The agenda will include the election of officers for the 2017-2018 term, including the offices of chairperson, first and second vice chairs, secretary, and treasurer. The public is invited to come to tomorrow's meeting at the Paonia Library. Any registered Democrat in Delta County may run for an office. However, only members of the Central Committee may vote. Colorado officials have highlighted seven shovel-ready road and water projects should the Trump administration secure infrastructure funding. The National Governors Association sent that list, along with projects from 48 other states and territories, to the Trump administration on Wednesday. Benta Berkland has more.
President Donald Trump wants to revamp the nation's roads and bridges to the tune of roughly $1 trillion. Amy Ford is a spokeswoman for the Colorado Department of Transportation. She says the state is facing a $9 billion shortfall over the next decade. The most urgent projects focus on I-25 and I-70, and she's hopeful something can get done in Washington.
The question is how to pay for a system that has been very underfunded nationwide for a while now. And that's why you see projects like this on these lists. Since this is a priority of the new president's administration to really identify those areas and the impacts that projects like that could have on the country, on our infrastructure, on economic development.
Colorado's list includes adding an express lane heading west on I-70 into the mountains and adding capacity lanes along the northern and southern parts of I-25. It also includes water projects and one to expand rural broadband. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Hate graffiti was discovered in a residence hall at Gunnison's Western State Colorado University. For Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange member KBUT, Chad Rich reports that university officials believe they acted quickly.
Hate speech and racist graffiti was discovered in a Western State Colorado University residence hall in mid-December. The university covered up the graffiti and began investigating the incident. Western State Dean of Students Gary Pearson says the university acted quickly.
The situation situation evolved around hate messages and graffiti put on the second and third stairwell of Colorado Hall, which is a freshman residence hall. We were able to catch that early on a Sunday morning. That was December 11th. Our residence life staff responded immediately, contacted the Gunnison Police Department. We were able to cover that graffiti up with paper and had the police department come investigate it. Within 24 hours, we were able to identify the person responsible for it. And within 3 days, we had a conduct hearing for that individual.
Pearson says the university sought to make it clear to the students that there is zero tolerance for hate language on campus.
Really want to make sure that people are aware of our mission, that we are wanting to have an open, inclusive, and equitable community, that we're open to civil debate and to challenge ideas, but we're not going to support any kind of crude bigotry or hate language.
The student was kicked out of Western State. Pearson says he feels the response was efficient and there was outreach to the students in the residence halls to let them know what happened and to offer support services. The rest of campus was informed about the incident a few days later. Pearson says the administration is currently doing work on diversity, equity, and inclusion issues on campus as part of their Moving Mountains initiative. According to the Multicultural Center at the university, the non-white student population has grown from about 10% in 2014 to about 18-20% today. The university did not comment on the student's name or the specific hate messages that were written on the walls in the dorm. For KBUT, I'm Chad Rich.
And finally, in a Friday sports story, according to the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, a former Paonia state champion will be making his debut as an amateur MMA fighter this weekend. Tony Darling will fight in Cage Wars 27, a mixed martial arts event at the Two Rivers Convention Center in Grand Junction on Saturday. Darling was a two-time state champion for Paonia's football team in 2013 and 2014. And in his senior year in 2014, Darling won the 2A state wrestling title as a heavyweight for the Eagles. Darling is starting his amateur career as an MMA fighter and hopes to go pro. Tomorrow he will fight Fernando Beltran in the heavyweight bout of an all-amateur card at Cage Wars. Gates at the Convention Center open for the Cage Wars at 5:30 tomorrow, with fights slated to start at 7 p.m. And that was your regional newscast for Friday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening.